Welcome to Unjaded. I have a really special episode for you today, especially if you are on the fence about content by design, joining us in this live round of Content by Design. So I have five grads here with me, two who have gone through the experience a couple of times with me, and three who were brand new last round. So you're going to meet some incredible women who are doing really big things in the world, and they're going to share what it was like to be in content by design, the good, the bad, the ugly, hopefully more good than ugly. And we will just get right into it with having you introduce yourselves, ladies. Thank you for being here. I'm gonna start it off with Chelsea.
Hey there, so I am Chelsea Brady and I'm a soul-led brand strategist and human design guide as well. I help people dig in deep to find a brand that truly fits them. We do a lot of creative identity work before we even dig into the business that they want to create as well.
And your design?
Oh, I am a 5-1 emotional manifesting generator.
Thank you. And Chelsea is the creative soul brand strategist behind my new website. So if you haven't checked that out yet, she did an absolutely incredible job. And even better than the way it looks is that it's actually working, which is always nice with a website. So thank you for that too, Chelsea.
Sure thing.
Xiaozhi.
Hi, so I am Xiaozhi Ives and I'm a 5-1 emotional manifester. I work as a human design guide, a creative alchemist, and an artist, and I really love to help people understand themselves through the lens of human design so they can get out of their way, transform their lives, and realign. And I do that through readings and also through the artwork that I create that is almost like a soul portrait of you.
So beautiful. Yeah, I have to go to Xiaozhi's website after listening to this episode and see that those portraits, they're absolutely amazing. Yang.
Hello, I'm Yang Pratt. I am a 4-6 emotional projector, and I always have the hardest time describing what I do because I think depending on where my emotional wave sits, it's comes out differently each time, right? So today I'm a body-based visibility and voice reclamation guide, and I love helping women, especially entrepreneurial women who are neurodiverse or who are raising neurodivergent kids, to really step back into the leading role in their lives because they spend so much time caring for others and they forget about their dreams.
So beautiful. Such beautiful work that you're doing. And you have the 3955 wave, correct?
That is correct. It's a very fun one to have.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that. Rachel.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me. So I'm Rachel Kelter. I am a 2-4 emotional manifester and I am a nurse by background. And I always love to say I love to blend my world of nursing. So taking all the science and evidence and then blending it with wisdom of human design and astrology. So I serve mainly healthcare providers and nurses with consulting with through speaking and helping promote self-awareness, just trying to navigate the complexities, especially in healthcare. And I do that through readings as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I've been following a lot of your astrology work, as you know. It's fascinating stuff.
Yes, fun.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Kelly.
So I'm Kelly Slattery, 6-3 emotional manifesting generator, creator of the human design planners to implement your human design into your daily life. And I help powerful women decode their human design so that they discover their power for prosperity.
Wow. I feel like mic drop. Yeah. So good.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. 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 So Kelly, actually fun story about Kelly, and you may have heard this before if you're a podcast listener here, a regular podcast listener here, but Kelly came into a round that started in October of CBD. And she had these planners and they're human design planners and they're absolutely awesome. At least the manifesting generator one is. And she had these planners and she was like, well, thinking about launching them. And I think I said something like, could you have that launch by Black Friday? And you're like, well, I think I could. And whoosh, she had these planners on the shelves selling on Amazon by Black Friday. And this was maybe mid-October when, so like crazy, crazy that you did that. Very manifesting generator of you.
Very, very.
Yeah. And Kelly also joins us from Australia. So that's one of the questions. I'm just going to get one of the logistical questions out right away that comes up all the time, and that is, what about the time of the calls? So we have two calls a week, and Wednesday calls, at the time of this recording, Wednesday calls are set at 10 a.m. Eastern, but the Monday call I play with to see what countries and what time zones people come in on. In from. So it could be an early morning Eastern call or a late afternoon Eastern call, but we try to make it fit for other time zones, especially Australians. I think the round that you were in, Kelly, we had two people from Australia, different time zones in Australia even. Yes. So we played with that. Yeah. So I didn't even realize when I was putting this thing together that we are all emotional beings here today, which is weird that I didn't have someone who's not. Wow. Oopsie. Okay, so let's get down to business. I realize I don't have my notes up on the computer that I meant to have, so we're going to go a little bit on the fly and a little bit with these notes. I would love to know from you what your content process, what your content was like you were putting out online, what your message was like you were putting out online. Where was there a gap before CBD, content by design? Yeah, Shashi?
So I'm a manifester, and Vicky and I, she helped me a lot with this because I think I was creating content like a generator, responding to people and also using a tone that was a lot softer. Mm. Vicky often would tell me, like, you're here to inform. You don't need to apologize for who you are. I'm also a 5'1". People, I think I was hiding a lot. Mm-hmm. I am a natural writer. I have like decades of journals. I share, my only defined channel is the 3536, which means I literally speak from my emotions. Mm-hmm. And I was holding myself back because mm-hmm. it felt overwhelming, because when I would deliver, it delivers with impact and it lands and resonates. And honestly, it kind of scared me. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was holding myself back a lot, sharing stories, but like not going all the way in. And going through content by design, you really helped me kind of get off the shelf mm-hmm. and start really using my authentic voice in a way where I storytell, but I do it in a way where I'm not holding myself back. I'm really going all in. And I'm also creating content that where I'm informing you. Mm-hmm. I'm taking that leading role that I'm here to take, instead of like asking the polite question, seeing what you have to say, because that's not how I'm here to communicate. And I'm finding that with my audience, it's landing so much better because it's who I am.
So you're here to be. Yeah. And I find that so interesting because manifestors, for the rest of us as other types, we tend to think, oh, manifestors have it easy because they can just go out and inform. They can just, I've not yet met a manifestor coming through CBD who actually owns their true voice and the power in their voice.
Yeah. I think I said during one of our sessions that we're not healing from the witch wound. We're healing from the B-I-T-C-H wound. Mm-hmm. because a lot of, especially us female manifestors, is mm-hmm. we're taught that it's not polite to be powerful. It's not polite to be straightforward. And I think it really holds us back. Whereas that's our energy. And when I'm in the flow of really just telling it like it is mm-hmm. and delivering, that's when my clients get the biggest impact. And I find it time and time again, when I use my true voice and I don't hold myself back to be polite, the changes that I get and the shifts that my clients experience is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it does no one a service for me to hold back.
Amen. Amen. I see Rachel nodding a lot because you also are a manifestor. Did you want to jump in there?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, ditto. All the things you just said. It's interesting. So I'm a two emotional manifestor, and I wasn't showing up online really at all. A lot of the two very nervous and trying to build that confidence. And I would say one of the biggest things I have learned is showing up with my face and voice. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is not just the written content, but actually okay, I'm going to show up online. It's still really scary. Don't get me wrong. But every time I do it and just the response I get when I'm in that emotional state to want to do it, which is the second biggest thing I've learned, is the consistency for me isn't really consistent. It is when I feel like it. And I have two of the emotional waves, the 12/22 and 35/36. Yeah. So a lot of emotions. So even as of late, I'm like, I feel like I haven't posted that much. And I'm like, remember what Vicky said, Rachel, it's okay. you're meant to show up when you're ready to show up. So that's been really helpful. And it's just given me this freedom to not feel all this pressure when I started my business in 2023 to, you know, that traditional norm of consistency. So, and I've noticed that, and I've put some things out there, especially on LinkedIn. That's really been my platform of choice. I think just have built from a professional career too. But I've seen that really skyrocket, and posting things on there especially about human design and astrology, which is not typically the norm for that platform. It's, you know, more that, I'll put this in quotes, but air quotes, but professional. I've put some things out there that are kind of controversial, that from a, like, I made a post about like how we, you know, label people in healthcare, and it caused a lot of spark and interest. And I was nervous to post that, but then after I did, I felt really confident in, okay, like just being able to see and hear all sides too, and just see the posts and comments back. I would have never done that before. Absolutely not. No way. And it's come up on other podcasts I've been on too, including my own, just to talk about that post. Like, remember that post you made? I'm like, I do, but it's really been interesting to just initiate conversation. So I'll use that word from a manifestor lens. So I feel all that, as you do too, Jaji. So
I love that. And I also love the 2/4 piece of being able to not be consistent in content. Because like you say, so many times, doesn't matter who we are, we're told consistency means 7 days a week you got to post, 6 days a week, whatever it is. Or, you know, you have to email your list twice a week, once a week, whatever that may be. And as second lines, we have so much power when we actually pull away. Mm-hmm. That's when we, especially at 2/4, you got to wait for your people to call you out. You have to have that time away. I know in my own business, not that this is all about social media and content by design, but in my own business, I just looked at my insights from August, and I shared 8 reels and 2 posts in the month of August. And somebody might think, well, you're teaching a content course, you should be online all the time. That's not a lot of content to put on one platform. And my reach was up 82%. But I super duper honored that 2/4 profile, which is a huge piece of the puzzle, I think. And both of you have spoken to both your profile and your type as a manifester, emotional manifester at that. So thank you for that. Chelsea, I want to call you out. I said I wouldn't call people out, but I want to call you out because I noticed you nodding with the 5/1 piece. And I want to hear from the 5/1 profiles.
Sure thing. So I know that we've spoke about this a few times in CBD, about the conditioning that I came into CBD with on the 5th line of my voice. I truly came in, had not been writing, had not been sharing my voice at all online for quite some time. So as a brand strategist or as a marketer for other people, I often have to put on the hat or the voice of my clients. And so I'm very used to that. And that's so much more comfortable, right? Because it's their content and their voice. But I knew that it was really time for me to step in to my power and to step into my voice again. And I've also with my 5 line, I've very much had the projection field for a long time, to the point where I really didn't want to show up online. I didn't want to use my voice because I was always met with this, like, oh, she can save me. She can fix my business. She can insert projection here. And it was just easier to just not say anything at all, to just not share what I'm here to share, because I didn't want to deal with the tsunami of projection that I often get by sharing my voice. So we did a lot of work around that. And also I had some things in my past where my voice got shut down, truly like a summer camp bullying thing a very long time ago. But I was a poet back then and a writer, and I loved to write. And I just stopped after that experience. And through CBD, I've actually started writing again and writing poetry and writing like these long form blog posts, I guess, for lack of a better term here. And I have gotten so much personal transformation out of that as well. And what I love about those is I'm actually speaking to my people. I'm speaking to my audience through them, but I'm really speaking to myself as well. And I'm getting so much transformation out of that as well. So the empowerment that I have gained has been beautiful and moving me out of my one line that just wants to stay nice and quiet and research behind the scenes, which I still do really love to do, but actually speaking everything that I'm learning and going through as well. So much more too.
Yeah. And you have the 1222 as well. I'm in awe of that channel. When I see the 1222 and I see people really using it and leaning into it, it's beautiful. It's grace.
When I got my first reading and my very first human design reading years ago, she had said, "Oh, I see you using your voice in this very poetic way and being a writer." And I was like, "No way. Like, not going to happen. No way." So it's really beautiful to like allow the grace and the poetry to flow out of me again.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad like that I get to be part of that. Yeah, so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. So one of the things that often gets lost in translation, which is my fault, but I did actually add it to the sales page this time, is that Content by Design is like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. So we say lifetime access and we throw that around and people think, oh yeah, I'm going to have access to the modules for the rest of until they're done or till the internet crashes or whatever they think. I don't know. But with Content by Design, I actually invite you to come keep coming back through for more live rounds. And I find a few things about that. One, the community is really tight. Like I sit back even as a fourth line in my human design and I go, whoa, this is a tight community. There's relationships forming all over. People are going on retreats together. They're meeting up. It's crazy. It's just so much fun working together, collaborating on things. Kelly and Young, you have both come around. Young, is this your third round through or second? Third round. Yeah. And Kelly, is this your second, I think? Yeah. Okay. So I would love to hear from you. What makes you come back through again?
For me, as a manifesting generator, it's
next thing
that I need to come back around. And it really lays on. So what I've got in the first round is like foundational. And then coming back, it's like coming back for the first time because you're meeting new people, getting more inspiration, but also layering on. It's like you've spiraled up. Mm-hmm. So you're coming back and you're spiraling up from the layer that you laid in the first round. That's what I love about it.
I love that answer because, and that's the thing about the conditioning on our voices. You don't just like rip the Band-Aid off and you're done. It is a spiral. Like you go and you do the things that you're doing and you're creating content and you're doing all the things. And then there is a new level, new devil all the time.
Yeah. And it's like you become the new version of you, understanding your copywriting, understanding deeper levels of your human design. And you step into that and then coming back around, you're leveling up again.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to work on this time?
Well, I've got a program now, Decode, Empower, Prosper. And so now it's really tightening in the languaging for that. Mm. So I'm excited about that.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. We start in October. Young, how about you? Third time around.
Third time around, I kind of feel like you put together this beautiful sandbox where we get to come and play and we get to practice being the version of us without all of the layers and the masks and the scripts we were given, right? We can actually come be ourselves. And it's a very tentative place to be, right? You're like, okay, I really want to say this, but I don't really know if I can say that. And then to come in and just get feedback about, yeah, you actually can say this thing. And the bit of deconditioning, how we, like each round, I feel like there's another layer or several layers being pulled back. Like the first time, I didn't even watch any of the videos. I watched nothing because I was really just focused on what I wanted to do. I knew I had some goals and I knew we had this time together. So I, you know, set out to create a new website and do a bunch of other things and really get clear on the branding piece that I was holding back on. And you called me out on it saying, when I shared, you know, here's what I'm trying to create. And you finally just said, well, just say it then, just do the thing. And sometimes, especially as a projector with mostly individual circuitry and the channel 1-8, right? I speak from my heart. And I, in the past, like Chelsea, like it's been shut down. Like my creativity and the things I want to say are not always appreciated or welcomed when I share them. So there's been a lot of practicing of that. So coming into CBD is really about, we get to practice just being the version of us we actually want to be. And I think it's so beautiful. And because there are, you know, many people who are going through it again at different times for different reasons and meeting new people, it fuels my line four so much to be in this beautiful community you cultivated and learning also to speak, you know, from my sixth line. Like we always learned, you know, don't brag about yourself, don't do these things. And then just to hear over and over again these lessons that you'll pop in our community and you'll say, well, you know, why don't you just do it? Like, here's your challenge. Here's your invitation, which as a projector, sometimes I don't always want the invitation you give to me because it means I actually have to be more myself, which feels scary. However, as a projector in particular, like it's so good to have other people reflect back the gifts that we have because we're not very good at seeing ourselves. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for coming back through. I so enjoy getting to work with you. And we have the same incarnation cross, I think, too, don't we?
We do.
I see everybody's designs as we're talking, but I'm like, I don't always get all the pieces together. What made you say yes? What made you finally say yes? Or was it a final thing? Was it just a like, boom, I need this? Or you're all emotional. Everyone here is emotional. Joshi's laughing. So talk to me.
The tab for CBD was open on my computer from the time you ran the first masterclass and opened the sales page to, I think, like the day before you closed it. Because for me, it was a yes right away. And I was riding that. I was honoring my emotional wave. And mm-hmm. also, I was working through the fears that I had, which, as I say, my clients, if it's attached to money or time, you're not trusting. Mm-hmm. And at the end, I committed and I did a full pay because I wanted to do the bonus. And I didn't regret it at all because I really waited for that clarity. And I looked at that sales page and read it. I'm a 5-1. I read it like so many times. And I appreciated the fact that you gave all the details that a one line needed.
Oh, good.
There's nothing I hate more than going to a sales page and being like, I still have questions.
Yes.
But yeah, that for me, it was a yes from the beginning. And as I felt into my wave, it was a yes. And when I got started, it exceeded my expectations.
Oh, good.
And good. I think like what Yong said, like the community was almost the bonus that I didn't expect.
Mm. Kelly, you were nodding with exceeded your expectations. Can you speak to that? And then I want to hear about other people saying yes as well.
Yeah, I think because I was reflecting before coming on the call and the things that I got out of it were priceless. Like they weren't in the sales page. It was knowing me in a way that nobody else could have drawn out of me except the way that you did, Vicky. It's the way that you bring in the human design and look at each of us, and even the way that I got things out of the lessons for other people. Mm-hmm. That was priceless for me.
And that's something that I think that sometimes we forget or we don't think is going to be as valuable when we go into something. But we actually learn as much or more when someone else is in the hot seat because we don't have the panic of, oh my God, she's talking about me. And, you know, what if I'm doing this wrong or that wrong? So we can learn so much from each other. And there's a ton of hot seats in CBD. I mean, it's just like hot seat after hot seat after hot seat. It's my favorite thing. I'm a quad right. And Ra, founder of Human Design, always said the best job for a quad right would be to get in a room and have people fire questions at you. So, I mean, I love it. It's my favorite thing. So one of the things I will come back to the original question, I promise. But one of the things that that I'm curious about, what is how it can be individualized. Like I hear a lot of people talking, and I'm truly asking because I can't see this part of myself, but where people think, okay, I'm going to go into this container, there's going to be 40, 60, whatever people in there with me, and I'm going to get lost. But I feel like we don't lose people. I feel like I'm really good at seeing people. And one of the participants before, Amanda, she said, what surprises her is that I'm never in a hurry because my energy is hurried. I'm a manifesting generator and I'm like buzzing all the time, but that I take the time and calls. So can someone speak to how individualized is it? How is it that Kelly gets what she needs for her voice and Chelsea gets what she needs and Young gets what she needs? How does that happen?
I can speak to that. I'm surprised at, I love structure and I'm surprised how much I loved going into it. I'm like, okay, this will be interesting and not knowing what to expect. I'm like, okay, how's this going to flow? And same thing, like, how will this be individualized? Will I get out of it, you know, what I'm investing into it? And I loved just the responding that you do and being able to call out. And I think especially for me being a two, like also needing the gifts called out and sometimes even what I'm trying to say and I need to speak through it first and then be able to actually ask what I want to ask. But being having that awareness of self and then like you were saying, other people in the hot seat, I got so much value out of that as well. And Kelly, like you said, the kind of unspoken gifts that you get from this is being able to understand yourself so much deeper and how that constantly is showing back up in all parts of my life. And I love that, like not just in my business or my content, but even personally how it shows up, even how, you know, I teach and mentor others. I just love that. So I'm just surprised that I was like, oh no, is this going to be way too unstructured for me? But I really love the responding that happens in there. And even if you aren't ever in the hot seat on that particular session, you do get so much out of, you do feel like it's individualized. At least I did. Like even when you were talking to somebody else, I'm like, I can see how that relates to me, or I have that gate too, or I have that channel too, or this is how it's showing up for me. So that's how I took it from the individual perspective, even if I wasn't in the hot seat that day.
Thank you for that. And heads are nodding in the room. If you're not watching and you're listening, then heads are nodding in the room. So I'm guessing we're onto something. Xiaoxi and Chelsea, I think, are both trying to unmute as well. Oh, and Young, holy, we're onto something. Xiaoxi, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there's actually a lot of structure in it as well. Like the recordings, that was so structured that it was really easy to go through because you cover every part and individually in little segments where I didn't have to watch everybody else's information. I did because it was fascinating to me and I'm a line one, but I didn't have to, so that if I was a speedy three, I could be like, I've handled me and I'm on to the next. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that surprised me was how much individualized attention you give each of us with our copy and with feedback, like how you respond to when we ask for it. Like, hey, Vicky, I'd love eyes on this. We get eyes on this. And that is not the case in a lot of these, even like high-end masterminds. And I think only a manifesting generator could have the energy to do that. Because as a manifester, I'm like, I don't even know how she manages this. But it's so amazing. And it really surprised and delighted me to the depth of what you did as well, because it wasn't just a cursory once over. It was like you read it and you went deep and you thought about our design and how it was going to resonate. And it's like one of those things. I don't know if it's necessarily on the sales page, but boy, is it an amazing part of CBD.
That's so interesting. So thank you, because it's nice, like as a second line too, it's hard to see, like I can't see myself, same as Young said about being a projector. And I'm always looking at your design and your copy, always. Like I never am going to pull up your copy and just say, okay, I always want to have your chart there, because to me that's everything. And I think that in this world that we're in, that's what makes it so different than the bro space or the rest of the online world. It's truly individual.
And it feels that way. It really is.
Good. Good. Thank you for that.
Can I clarify something real quick? Because I'm glad you said, Jaji, that it's when I was talking about the unstructured, it's the in the room calls, but all of the content that with the individual videos and the gates and the like documents, I loved it. As I have a lot of one lines in my chart too. So I appreciate all that. So I'm glad you said that because I didn't want it to come across as like the whole thing's so unstructured. No, it was more just that in the moment I was like, okay, is this going to be, you know, I'm in the education world. Is this going to have a PowerPoint? Like, what's this going to look like? And I'm glad it's not like that, but I love all of the supplemental content too. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you. And I'm glad. Okay. So I know you would like to come out too. Two things. Fun fact about me, I don't have any one lines in my design. So it's just so interesting to me. And the second thing is gone already. oh, PowerPoint. I know. PowerPoint. It's so a lot of times people have suggested to me that on the masterclass series, you know, Vicky, you really should do slides. You really should. I'm like, I don't want to bait and switch people. So this is important for everyone listening that you don't want to bait and switch people. If you're always going to teach with a PowerPoint, then always teach with a PowerPoint in your free stuff, in your paid stuff. If you are never going to open a PowerPoint like me, I'm not going to bring a PowerPoint to my other stuff, to my free stuff and get you in. And then you get in and you go, oh my God, she's nothing. Like we have to be congruent. Everywhere that we are online is congruence. And that's why it's your human design, because it leads you back to yourself. And then if you have 16 businesses, manifesting generators, if you have 16 businesses from here till the end of time, you just always have your voice and you can just always bring it to anything that you do. That's my soapbox. Young, finally, you're invited.
Thank you. As everyone's talking and I'm listening and nodding my head, you know, agreeing with everybody, the visual that kind of just popped into my head was like having a symphony. So it's like you're the conductor of the symphony and we're all these different instruments. And sometimes you work with the woodwinds and that's cool. And everyone else also benefits because that work inspires more questions or curiosity about something else in the brass section, right? So I always feel like you're this beautiful conductor. And yeah, we are all in there creating this beautiful symphony. And by the work that we're all doing together, that's the bigger impact of what you're doing in this container. And I think that's just so beautiful. And it really just speaks to how I see you showing up from my perspective about the things you're creating. So it's like, you know, having the little batons and doing all the things and you guys are holding over here, but we're going to work on this thing over here. And that was the visual that I just needed to share because for me that like it made it solid in my head about what it is that you have created for all of us to be part of.
Mm. It's a powerful analogy. Thank you. I'm going to get me some music sticks to take to the next round. Young, I have another question for you. So we know projectors are about 20% of the population. So when you come into any room, there's going to be fewer projectors than other types. Definitely not as few as manifestors. We actually had quite a few manifestors this time. But what does it feel like to be a projector in the room with all of the other energies?
So I'd say for me, especially with that 39-55 channel, sometimes when I'm in the lower end of that spectrum, having the energy of the group, the collective, really helps me tap into the things I need to do to make the work happen. Because there are some days, if I'm by myself, I'm just, you know, and this is going to be a silly example, twiddling my thumbs, for lack of a better word, right? Because like I just don't know because my wave is doing something that I would not like it to do, yet it's doing it anyway. And on those days, sometimes I feel like I have to override my human design and to just do the things I want. When I'm in the community, though, that collective energy really fuels me, not in a pushing way, but really just inspires me and like opens up something that wasn't there before. So having the group on those days, I typically like do more or get more done. And it's not about the doing, but it's the quality that of the work that I'm producing or creating that changes because the group energy really fuels me in the best of ways.
And Rachel is nodding too, and Jaji's nodding. Everybody's nodding, actually. Even the sacral beings are nodding. Yeah. Anyone want to add anything there? You don't have to. I just, when heads are nodding, I want to honor that.
Well, okay. As another non-sacral, I'll say yes, for tapping into the energy and the nodding. It happens. I use that to communicate. Mm-hmm. So I know as a manifester, I'm not supposed to nod.
Really? And yet
somebody told
you that.
Some person who was trying to impress me. And I was like, that's how you can read my that's how you can penetrate my aura. I'm doing you a favor, man. Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
So you don't have to feel like you're on the outside.
Wow. It is amazing what people will say to one another.
It really is. And I just think it's like, and that's what I actually love about CBD is while you give us suggestions, you always say like, and experiment with it for yourself. Mm. And that's my perspective on it as well. It's never an absolute. It's always like you're responding, you're giving us a suggestion, and then we get to go play with it and see how it lands for us. Mm-hmm. And that's really the beauty of the container is it's really a safe space for that experimentation, which I think is why we end up flourishing.
Yeah, so good. And business is third line. And I think we all have to play. And it's never, so many times I get questions, should I do this or should I do this? It's never either or, it's both and. Like you test, you play and you test and you play and you test. And I can't be in your body and understand what it feels like for you. So you just have to take whatever I can tell you business-wise or content-wise and go and run with it. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Okay, so we were talking about, and I got way around the mulberry bush, was what made you say yes the first round. Did you know right away? Did you have it open, the sales page open? I do this thing that you guys probably all know about, but maybe not everyone listening does, where I send out the sales page. Right now it's like the sales page, it's not even edited. And it went out this week to emotional authorities just to give you time, because I know for me, I'm going to do what Zsa Zsa did. I'm going to keep the sales page open. I'm going to read it 1600 times if I possibly can. I'm going to feel my way through it. I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to wake up to it. And then I'm going to make my decision. So the sales page is out now for emotional authorities. You're all emotional authorities. What was your process? Was it an immediate yes? Was it, well, I know Kelly, I know about your yes. Can you tell that story? That's fun.
So for me, I had done the first time I saw the challenge, the 5-day challenge, I did that. And I knew I wasn't in the space to do the actual course because I was really new and I didn't know much about, well, I didn't know enough about my design and I didn't have anything that I was ready to offer. But I knew the next time it comes around, I'm in, right? And so that was in my head, but then in my body, it was like, yes, this is right for me. And then the universe conspired and the price of cryptocurrency went up and I was able to withdraw and pay in full. And I paid in full because like Zsa Zsa, I didn't want to miss out on the one-on-one. And I'm like, Vicky, are there still one-on-ones available? And I think I was, might've been one of the first and I just did not want to miss out. It was, yeah.
I always thought that was so cool that your crypto was exactly the price of the CBD. It was like, whoa, so cool. I know, how cool is that? The universe responds in mysterious ways. Chelsea, can you speak to that? What was your yes like? Did it take some time?
Sure. Well, I'm not sure if I remember the exact details of everything, but I know that I had been listening to your podcast for, I don't know, a month or so. And I think that maybe you had, right when I had found you, you had just started a round of CBD. So I had missed out on that time. But I would say that the masterclass, being in your masterclass is what, I mean, it was just such a no-brainer from then of like the value that you gave in those, I think it was 3 days, but 3 or 5 days. I was like, okay, wow. If we're doing this for free, like I can only imagine what I will get when I'm on the other side. And also just, I don't know, Vicky, you're just my person. Like that has just become so clear to me that like truly anything that you offer, CBD or anything in the future, I'm in, just because the way that you, the presence that you have with everyone is really unmatched, I think, in the online world. And just this, the going back to the community of just spectacular human beings that you bring together into one room, and like to get to be a part of that is really special. And I feel honored to be in the room with everyone as well. So that's and all kind of went back to that masterclass of like, oh, okay, this, like, it feels real and important. And like, we're just a bunch of honestly really great, excellent human beings doing our work in the same room together and like having each other's back. And like, that's pretty magical. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, like, I'm here for the ride. all the way to the end, whatever that is.
There's no end.
There's no end.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being here very much. And we haven't really told anybody about this yet, so I might as well announce it here to the whole world. But Chelsea has just joined as a head coach. So I'm looking at hiring coaches for this round because the Content by Design experience is exploding a little bit. So Chelsea is a soul-led brand strategist and human design guide. So she's going to be in there. Well, she's got some killer bonus calls that they will be on the sales page once it's edited. She's got some killer bonus calls that are going to help you with your branding. Taking your branding to the next level. That's what she's been doing for 20 years, branding and marketing. And she has the human design lens. So she's one of those people who is never going to look at you, Kelly, and say, yours needs to be the same as Rachel's or anything like that. There's none of that in this world. We know that. So yeah, I'm excited to have you join in that position. Yay!
Everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So excited.
Yeah.
It's bringing so many of my, like, interests and loves together to get to be a part of this in and even another way. So mm-hmm. And I'm editing the sales page.
Yeah, exactly.
To get those on there.
Well, yeah, coming soon.
All the touch points.
Yeah. Okay, so something that I've got, I think I'm going to try to wrap it up with two more questions, but God knows where I'll get to. So let's talk about if this voice shift, because a lot of people say that it's deeper than content. And I don't know how to get that across. Like, every sales page, every round, our messaging gets a little bit better for anything that we're doing. All of us are like that. And mine does as well. And yet I still don't think that I communicate the depth of the work that we do. Every round I will say to people, if they're on the fence, there's going to be a week where you're brought to your knees in tears. I can't explain why. I can't explain. Usually it's module 5, but it may not be for you. But you're going to be brought to your knees with the stories that you've been told about yourself and your voice and all of the ways that you've been patted on the head and told you're, you know, sit still, look pretty, or you're too much, or you're not enough, or you're too assertive, or any of the things. So doing this healing work through Content by Design and other healing work that you've done, obviously, over the years, does that translate into other areas with your voice? Are there other ways that you're using your voice differently besides just in content creation?
I'll speak to that. The way I show up in life has been impacted by Content by Design. Knowing how to speak in content is great, but knowing who I am and having that layered in with my design has yet given me more confidence in showing up and being me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shashi.
So I almost feel like it's a deconditioning process of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those of us who speak human design or any sort of development know it's like, it's the process of stripping away all of the things that you've been told you should do, should be, should. And that's what I love about CBD. And it really does carry into the rest of your life because you feel empowered to be yourself. And in a way where you get to know your voice, like, it starts with your content, but really most of us are solopreneurs and our content is us. It is our voice. And so it's just so natural that it leads into the rest of our life because we feel more confident knowing that foundation from where we are and knowing, like, when somebody wants you to be a certain way, you realize, I'm not ready to betray myself. I'm not doing that anymore. This is who I am. And if you don't like it, I guess this might be the end of our journey. So maybe that's my gate 42 conclusion speaking, but I've got a lot of that in my, and, you know, before I think I was afraid to wrap things up. And now I'm realizing that there's power in knowing who you are. And that's, I think, why we all end up crying at one time or another. We realize how much of ourselves we've been giving away
Yeah. And I think whenever I'm looking, oh, sorry, Rachel, whenever I'm looking at your content and your design, I think there's so many opportunities. Like, I know you. I know my people. I'm a 2-4. When you're with me, you're with me. And I know you. I know your business. I know, like, I'm not always going to remember every piece of your design, but I remember a lot of it. And I'm always like, it's not just, okay, well, we already talked about that, Jaji, with your voice. It's probably, Jaji, I'm going to call you on this 6 times during this program. It's over and over and over again, because that conditioning is so many layers deep. And I can see it in your content, and it brings it out in the rest of the world.
Yeah. And that mirror is necessary, because we can see it in ourselves.
Yeah. All of us. Yeah. Rachel, sorry, I didn't mean to jump out.
Oh, no, you're good. I was going to say, I was appreciative you said, Jaji, that we are our business. I think that's here we are 4 or 5 months later. And I'm like finally kind of letting myself accept that, because I'm not a manifesting generator, but I feel like it sometimes, very open. So I feel like I'm constantly responding or doing this or having 500 million, you know, hobbies and businesses, all those things. But I really was holding myself back in, you know, my day job and my business, like not letting them merge and blend. But I'm finding the more I allow that to happen naturally, even through, like, I have a lot of mentees that I, you know, mentor and coach through various things, but it always comes back to really understanding themselves. And then I get to pull out the, hey, have you heard about human design before? Usually I've heard of astrology, but which is more of my focus, but now I can blend both. And it's just been really fun to see how my worlds have collided. And you think like, oh, this very sciencey thing and then this very woo-woo thing, but it's not. It's all about just being human. And I love that I'm starting to just let the universe allow that to happen and initiate things where I've even published a journal article about human design in a nursing journal. Who knew that would ever happen? I'm like, is this okay? Like, is this allowed? But did it. And it's just been really neat to just allow that to happen and trust in the universe. So I wanted to speak to that. And then too, it's made me a better parent. Understanding my kids, I have a manifestor daughter and a projector son. And just a little more confidence in that I'm not completely screwing them up, but I'm actually able to understand their design and maybe help with preventing some of the conditioning that the rest of the world is going to have on them. At least at home, I can start to allow, you know, them to be who they are designed to be. So that's really, gosh, it is hard to communicate that right in a sales page, but that is such a deep gift that we've been able to get through this, through CBD. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thanks for speaking that out. And I want to say for the listeners as well, it happens that on this call, everyone is a human design reader, but that's not who everyone is in CBD. It's just happened to be this group of women that I gathered here. So you do not have to be a human design reader in order to understand your design. And I'm all about understanding the intricacies and the nuances of your own design, not so that you can learn human design, but so that you can live your design. Like what Rachel's saying with her children. Now they're living their design. And each human design reader here is using human design in their own business in a completely different way than I use it in mine. So just like in the rest of the world, you're going to have your own niche. Kelly has a niche within the human design space. Rachel has a niche. Young, Jaji, Chelsea, every other person who has come through CBD who is a human design reader. I can honestly tell you there's no competition in that group as far as human design. Like, it is crazy the number of human design people in there. Everybody's nodding if you're listening and not watching and not seeing them. And we just understand that we each have our own specialty. And this, for me, as a second line, this is my genius. Copywriting, words, messaging with human design. Like, this is it. This is where it's at for me. Someone else can do the parenting by design or the whatever else by design. I don't need it. This is my baby. This is what I love. So that's something that comes up often too, is like, do I have to know my human design? Or what if I know my human design? Do I still need this? I think if you're not getting paying clients by the content that you're putting out there, then we need to talk. At the end of the day, that's because your content has a job to do. And if it's not getting you hired, you don't need to be wasting time on it. So I know we've talked about me in the room and all those things. Any quirky things that you'd like to call out about me in the room? Any weird things that I do? Any things that you might be like, you better know she's like this if you're going to get in the room with her? Anything like that? And you can say anything you want. I'm completely normal.
I love the vulnerability of you're like, I lost my train of thought because I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, thank God someone else does that, not just me. Or you're like, well, I went around the mulberry bush, like you just said. I'm like, yep, that's me too. So I really appreciate like just the realness in there and like, okay, this is, you know, just it's another person just, you know, doing this and it's okay. Like, and it's okay for me to do that too and get back on track. So, I appreciate that about you. I think that's a quirk that I love. I just love it.
I didn't even know that was a quirk.
maybe not, but that's what I say for myself too. I'm like, oh, here's my quirk. I just can embrace it.
Yeah. My kids would say that I say that's what she said too much. And I know I've dropped that a few times in calls and some people see it and some people don't. I'm like, oh, read the room, Vicky, read the room. But that's my favorite saying is that's what she said. And I think it, for me, it's really important to be real. You know, when I work with a voice coach and in one of our calls, she said that, you know, the five things that you want people to know immediately about you. And my number one is that I'm real. You are not going to, like, if you run into me in the grocery store, I'm going to be exactly the same as I am when you see me on Instagram, when you see me in a call, something like that. That's important to me. Different streaks for different freaks. That's my streak. Okay. This really is the last question. Do you have something that you would say to someone who's on the fence about buying content by design?
I'm going to jump in because I think we addressed this earlier in the conversation and it fits here as well, about the idea that when the first time CBD came into my world, there was part of me that there was a yes. And there was also part of me that was like, is it going to be like every other course that I've bought or every other coach that I've invested in that's going to exhaust me and tell me to do it one way, knowing now with my 1-8 channel, I could never do it anyone else's way because I'm always going to want to try to one up that always. So if you're someone who has done a lot of courses and you work with different coaches and you're always left feeling kind of frustrated because that was my story. At the end of the day, I was like, I don't know. Is this going to work for me? So there was a bit of, do I trust myself enough to do this because I've been burned in the past? And I'm so grateful that I did. And it took me a long time to decide whether or not I was going to jump in. And I'm so grateful that I did because from the first, like as soon as I said yes, like the escalation of what was happening and unfolding in my business, like automatically it was like the water that the flower needed to grow in order to get me to be where I needed to be to do the next bits that I needed to really share with the world. So that was kind of, you know, where I was on the fence about it. So if that's someone who's listening, definitely, you know, this is something that is different in this space of show and tell where someone shows you one way and they expect you to do it the same way. And this is not that at all. It's really about, okay, this is your design. Here's how we can dial it up. Here's how you can speak to this more. Here's how you can call in your people. It really is so specific. And like we talked about earlier too, about it feels so personal as Vicky is there, can, you know, doing her conducting from the front of the stage, that it all comes together in the end, and it's so beautiful to watch it. So that's, you know, that's my personal experience, that it took me a while to get there. And once I got there and committed and said yes, like really things started to move quickly for me.
Thank you for sharing that, Young. Yeah, Shashi?
So I, as a manifester, have had, it's interesting, almost all manifesting generator business coaches, which isn't so interesting if you know manifesting generators.
What are you trying to say?
But the thing I loved about you, Vicky, is that I never felt like you gave me a formula and said, you have to follow this. And I also loved that you honored our pace because as a 5-1, I also sometimes have to disappear because I'm integrating something. And also following my creative urges, sometimes I'm really flowing and then all of a sudden it's like deep rest period coming on me and I've got nothing. And I just love that the pace of CBD and also the lifetime access, because at the end of, I was like really going all guns, you know, all guns blazing at the beginning of the last CBD. And then at the end, I kind of hit a rest period and being able to come in again with a project that I'm working on now. And I know, like, I can feel the energy building. And I'm getting chills as I say this, because I'm like, you're going to be reading a lot of copy about my 64 dates project.
Yay!
Because it's coming in and it's wanting to be birthed through this portal, because the way that you do it, you really honor all of us. And being a human design informed coach, it's like, that's one little part, but being Vicky is a whole other part. And I think that you do this beautiful thing where you really see all of us and what we individually need. And you never feel like you're another face in the crowd. And that is the thing that I think is really unique, honestly, about the program, that I didn't ever feel lost. And I also felt like I could get lost and and it was okay. Like, of choosing.
Yes. What a great way to put it. Yeah. Yeah. And I will open up if there's somebody else that has something that they share with someone that's on the fence, but I kind of wonder sometimes what my energy feels like to other people in a room, because sometimes people will say, well, I'm afraid to go into that container because you're crazy, or I'm afraid, like, I see you on Instagram and you're like, and I can't get in a container with you. Like, you're going to push me. You're going to make me, like, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting to see, because you show up so much like yourself, you show up online all the time, that sometimes I'm like, oh, I sometimes feel the pressure, like, mm-hmm. Oh, I want to do that too, because it sounds like it's a lot of fun. And then I start doing the thing and I'm like, okay, wait, I just need to step back. And like Josh, you said, you're giving us the space and you're giving us choices about, here's some options you can try. Nothing is set in stone. Take what works, do it when your emotional wave is ready for it. Mm-hmm. And there's no pressure. So it feels, unlike so many other spaces where there's always the pressure to keep up and want to, you know, stay on task and check off the boxes. Again, this is really not that. It's about, wow, okay, what does it feel like to actually honor your own energy? And you reminding us to do that all the time is so, I'm so grateful for that, because as we're doing life out in the world, the rest of the world says, no, you have to do it right now. You have to make the decision right now. You have to do these 52 things today, otherwise you're a failure. Those are the messages we're all getting bombarded with. And in your container, it is the opposite, about however you show up today, whether you show up today, it's all okay. And you get to choose. And I think that's so magical and so powerful.
Yeah, that there's no such thing as behind. Mm. That's been very, as it has someone who has an open root center, I still feel the pressure, and that's just, I'm going to feel that. And I know that, but I know that now. So knowing that, okay, it's okay. Like, if I'm coming up, like you were saying, Jaji, to a rest cycle, and honoring that, because usually I don't, and I just push through. But what I would say about the being on the fence, the thing that really sold me was that I can keep coming back, and I don't have to feel all this pressure to get it right. Not that there is that get it right way, but I have to absorb everything this first time around, and then that's it. And then you're done. It's like, no, you actually can take your time to absorb it and layer on. I think either Young or Kelly, you were talking about that, but being able to layer it on each time you come back. I'm excited for that, and see, okay, what more can I continue to learn from this and apply?
I'm excited to see you guys in October. Yeah, Kelly.
I just wanted to say, the way that you show up as yourself gives us permission to show up as ourselves in whatever way that comes. So when people are saying that you're crazy or whatever, well, they get to be their own version of crazy. So I think that's one thing that you do so well, is model how to be you for us to be ourselves.
And then everyone else gets to go out and do that in your own way, in your world. And then we change the whole planet through a content course. Who knew? Yay. Yeah. All right. Well, I really appreciate you being here. Sorry, Chelsea, did you want to say something?
Well, I really just wanted to echo, like, everything that everyone has said. I would just say, yes, that is true for me too. And to have someone that can hold my manifesting generator, I'm going to say one thing today and then go, like, essentially live a whole life until before our next call and have all these new ideas the next time. And you've really just held space for that. I mean, in an enormous way for me, you have held space for me I was trying to find my voice, and that is a messy process. And you have just been there for me through that messy process, and the lifetime access, like, that is absolutely huge because I learned so much. I created so much in the first round of CBD, but like, it really was just a reclaiming of my voice. And now I'm like ready to do the real work, right? So not feeling rushed, I think, is such a beautiful gift.
Thank you for sharing that. I would agree. I can't imagine if you came in and it was, you knew you had to do all of this in 10 weeks and then what? Like, now you've got all of this stuff that you created before that you can come back in and actually open the books again and be like, okay, now this can breathe a little bit and we can go to the next step, the next thing that we're working on, the next offer that you're working on, because every offer needs a message. Every project needs a message. So we get to do that together this time. So yeah. So thank you very much for being willing to come and chat with me today. I think that it helps people who are trying to envision if this is the thing for them. I just try to give you, the listener, as many opportunities as I can for you to feel what it will be like to go through this Content by Design experience. And it is an experience. It's not a course. It's not a program. It's an experience. You're stepping into a community with kick-ass women, and you're going to change your life. So if this is right for you, the link is in the show notes. And I've also put the link in the show notes for each and every one of these fabulous women and human design readers, card deck holders, all or creators, all of the things. I know we're all different things in the human design space, but there is that human design layer on. So I'm going to put their links there so you can creep them. You can see what they're doing. Your content better be good, you guys, in the next couple of weeks. But seriously, get into their world and then you'll meet them inside CBD when you join us.